Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. And now, just a day after delivering her State of the City address, Oakland Mayor Barbara Lee is on the hunt for a new police chief. This after the current chief, Floyd Mitchell, announced he plans to step down December 5th. Phil, what will the city be looking for in a new chief? And also following this revolving door?
Yeah, well, the first thing they're going to be looking at a new chief is somebody that wants to take the job.
Yeah.
You know, you and I have been covering Oakland police chief's exit for I can't remember how many years, and they seem to last at best 2 to 3 years, and then they're out. Now, usually they're fired, or they're an interim chief, then somebody gets named. This is the first one that has resigned that I can recall. And it's not all that unexpected, because like I said, Oakland police chiefs last about 2 years. Why is that the case? A number of factors. Some of it's political. In this case, for example, Floyd Mitchell was hired by former mayor Xing Tao, and by the time he took the job, she was already being recalled and indicted by the feds. That's not, you know, a great way to start the time at the department. The department police officer strength is continuing to shrink, and despite promises or assurances made that the city would be getting more police, it hasn't managed to do that. And it's just an ongoing revolving door. So now Mayor Barbara Lee will have her shot to name her person as chief of police.
What do you think makes this job so difficult? You got to answer to a lot of people.
Oh, you do. I mean, you know, Oakland is unique. You have to answer to the mayor to a certain extent, to the city administrator to a certain extent, to the city council. And then there's a police commission that oversees your policies and your procedures. Then over that is a federal oversight because of a court case that's been going on for 30 years or is yet to be resolved, that has a bunch of rules and a monitor and a federal judge overseeing that. And usually the chiefs that have exited have in some way run afoul of either the mayor or the federal monitors. That hasn't happened yet for the chief, but he might have seen it on the horizon because Oakland continues to cycle through these chiefs. And some people say that's because of the federal oversight and that they don't necessarily want it to end.
Do you think it's interesting he's not saying why he's leaving?
Well, I know that is that's kind of pro forma. My understanding, he hasn't said why he's leaving, but sources tell me that he is in contention for another job elsewhere, possibly even in the Bay Area. And so he is looking to leave. That's why he set the date in December 10th. It's also when there's going to be another federal court hearing. It's before that. So, you know, the pressure was just there all along. He found himself in his office dealing with complaints rather than strategic plans for reducing crime. And even though crime is down in Oakland, it's still, you know, it's still a tough problem. And he's got officers. He's barely got enough to cover the shifts for 911 calls. And, you know, getting a new chief is going to take probably a year because they're going to have to go through a national search. And, you know, the mayor does. I said earlier that the mayor gets to pick. Not really, because the commission gives her three names to choose from. So my hunch is we're going to see an acting chief go in. And then in the next course of the year, they'll be looking for a new chief. And don't forget, the mayor is up for re-election in 2026. So I got a feeling we're just going to go on a holding pattern for a while here until that's resolved.
Thanks so much for breaking it down for us. That is Phil Mateer, and Phil will be back live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.